You can just look at my mouth.
Yeah. This first, that's, I have you on the screen, but I'm going to look away. That's what's weird.
Look at my mouth when I'm talking to you.
Don't ever do that. If you want to be the creepiest guy of all time, I can tell you how to do it. And this is this. I actually do this myself sometimes.
Surprising.
Yeah. But just in regular conversation with people that you're marginally friends with.
Okay.
Throw the word mouth onto other words. Like, oh, hey, you guys want to go grab some mouth food? And, oh, I'm going to go get some coffee for my mouth. And it makes it very uncomfortable for everybody.
It's making it uncomfortable right now.
Yeah, I know.
Just the story, I mean.
Hello and welcome to episode 557 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tubingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver.
Back in Vancouver, back in Tubingen, back on a normal schedule, Adam.
Okay.
I think, no, I mean like a podcast. Like okay, last week's show was recorded sometime in the mid-2015 or something. I lost track.
Yeah, I don't remember it, but I'm sure it was good.
I when I posted it the other day, first of all, I crashed the Hosers website, which was nice.
Nice. Just too much web traffic.
Too much good. Like it was just, yeah. They're like, oh man, that is so much good in one place. We gotta crash it.
Okay.
No, I guess what ended up happening is like, so it used to be, when you go on one of our posts, there's a little button at the bottom. You could just hit play and it would just play right. Like you could play that episode right within the web page.
Sure.
And so that was like a plugin I had installed, and I never loved it because every once in a while it would screw up and it would play the wrong episode and like nothing I could do to fix it. So I figured, hey, you know what I'll do? It offered an update for that plugin. I'll just update that plugin, and then life will be great. Oh no, it will not, because you did not back up your site, and the plugin is now causing problems. The new update screwed everything up, and basically I got what they call the I think it's called the white screen of death. They called it. I'm not sure. Would go to Two Hosers, and it'd just be white screen, like you're like the wall behind you right now.
Sure.
That's what we were getting. And so, if you wanted a nice white backdrop for a photo, twohosers.com had you covered. Okay. But it was less than ideal. So I had to go in with the FTP and find the stuff and delete. That part's not interesting, but I made it happen. But you can no longer play. I just said, forget it to that plugin. You're gone now. You're dead to me.
Right.
And so that means no playing. I don't know who plays it like right from the website anyways. You still can. There's still a link to the episode that you can click and it will open in a new window. So you can still play it from the website if you want. There you go. That's an update on what happened with last week's episode that was recorded 5 years ago.
Okay.
All right. Patreon, Amazon. I have done nothing, so I'm assuming Amazon still exists. I've not ordered anything. You?
No, I've been out of the game for a little while.
Yeah. So, however, Patreon, if you want to help us out, pledge a couple bucks a month. That would probably do get a much better website that doesn't crash. We could do that with that money. Or if you still buy stuff on Amazon, click to our site until they kick us off at this point. This is how I used to break up with girls when I actually had girlfriends.
Ghost them?
No, I wouldn't ghost them. I would just behave like a jerk until they broke up with me.
Oh yeah, okay.
And that's sort
of part
of
ghosting. Ghosting, just you don't return their calls. You don't.
I kept going out with them. I kept, I continued. I would just see other people, and they were like, I think we should see other people. And I was like, hey, way ahead of you. I just, yeah. Yeah, you know your friend. You know your sister, right?
Wow.
No, come on. Partially true. Anyways, I'm a good guy now, so go ahead and support us, is what I'm telling you.
Okay, all right.
I did get a text yesterday, by the way. Oh, hey, by the way, it's in German, but I'll translate. Oh, your package is late. Click on this link for more info. And I was like, well, first of all, I'm not expecting a package. And the link was something like, you know, your social insurance number .ru or something like that. Like, so it looked like a bit of a scam. And, okay. It turns out it's a scam. I don't know if it's happening in North America, but they're texting people here on your phone like, oh, man, your package. And it looks legit kind of until you look deeper. And then there's a link. And then I think it just takes over your camera. And then I don't know what happens next. I didn't get that
okay.
far.
Okay. All right. So beware.
Beware.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Beware. So thanks, everyone, for putting up with our month off, by the way. Although it was new
wasn't
episodes.
To them. Yeah, it was all new episodes. Nobody knew.
Yeah, we played seamless. It pretty close to the vest.
Yeah, it was seamless.
Acting! it was excellent, but no, our schedules just did not line up. I was gone, you were gone, and we'll hear about the. I want to hear about your vacation next week, and the following week we'll talk. We'll hear about our vacation on this side, and photographically we'll talk about what happened, and but yeah, it just wasn't going to line up. So we wanted new content, and so we pre-recorded. We're back.
Mm-hmm.
Quick update. I posted something on Instagram a couple of weeks ago from vacation, and the 40D still may or may not be dead. We don't know. We just don't know what's happening with it.
Okay, so not much of an update, really.
Not an update. No, more of an update that I will give an update probably next week. I'm going to run
pre-update.
Some tests.
That's a pre-update, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It might be a zombie at this point. So I don't know what that means. I've never seen a zombie movie, but it's a thing.
Can we address the elephant in the room right now?
Okay. is this the first time that we're doing it on video?
No. I was just going to say, it's totally unrelated to any elephant being in the room, but I was going to say, Ted Lasso, are you watching that show?
Not only did I watch the first season, I rewatched it with my wife, and we are up to date on this season. Yes.
Yes. What a terrific, terrific show.
Yes. Yeah, I've been recommending it to everybody.
Me, myself as well. We haven't talked about it, have we?
No, I think we mentioned it before, and you hadn't got the free Apple TV. So I'm not even sure how Apple TV subscription works. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, buy something. I think you can just pay $5, like it is over here. You can pay $5 a month, or you can buy any Apple product, and then they give you like X number of months for free. And then when it runs out, you pay $5 a month if you want to keep it going. Kind of.
Yeah, but like a year ago or a year and a half ago, they were offering 4 weeks for free or 2 weeks for free or something. And I signed up for that and got it before Ted Lasso came out. Because I wanted to see that Tom Hanks movie, Greyhound, which is also pretty good. And then I let it expire. And then like a month later, Ted Lasso came out. And Apple was just offering a one-year free, no holds barred, go nuts. And gotcha. So I signed up for
you're
that.
You're on that, yeah.
Well, that was over a year ago. And I've not paid anything. And I'm still continuing to watch. So
interesting. You're on the free lifetime plan.
I don't know. Or maybe they know I bought the... The iMac?
They do. It somehow knows because we had a similar experience in that, you know, we bought Sarah a MacBook and then it just extended our amount. And then we bought a phone and it extended our amount. But they somehow know within your Apple account when you buy something, especially from the Apple store. So yeah, it seems to be all hooked in. They're smart. I don't think they're giving anything away at Apple. Oh, but yeah, that show is terrific. And as you mentioned, we've also been rewatching, like we're all up to date, but we just will randomly, like last night, we'll just go back and watch like episode 6 from season 1 and just enjoy it all over again. And you can jump in anywhere once you're up to date, and just every episode. I mean, there's been a few that aren't as terrific as others, but they're all good. Yeah, it is. It is so good. Yeah,
I've heard that there's a quote unquote backlash that this season's not as good. And like, yeah, but the first season was so fantastic that how, like, even if it's not as good, you're still doing fine.
There's episodes this year that are as good or better than anything last year, single episodes. Yeah. Like, so I completely disagree. I think second season is just as good. And in fact, some of my favorite episodes have been in this season. So I disagree.
I was confused by the Christmas one in July.
Okay.
Or August,
okay.
Or whatever it was. I was also confused.
Also terrific episode. Yeah.
Still good. Still good. Yeah. It's the one lone place on the multimedia where it's like, okay, besides here, of course, I guess us and Ted Lasso, it's where you're encouraged to feel good.
Yeah. 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 So good. And tons of swearing. And it doesn't take away from the fact that it's a completely feel good show.
Yeah.
Swearing's good. Yeah.
I'm a fan of swearing. Yeah.
So, okay. Just thought we should address that because it's a big part of my life right now.
It is, yeah. But ours too, like my wife loves it. The only issue for my wife is that because English is her second language, even though she's very good at the English, understanding the British accents can be difficult sometimes.
And they talk quick, yeah, and they talk quickly.
And I found this season to be a little bit more British than last year.
Yeah. Agreed.
Which I'm a humongous fan of, like the original Office and Extras and a lot of that. So I do understand like a lot of the British slang based on watching The Office 9,000 times. So I get that, but and Four Weddings and a Funeral, of course. But it is tough for my wife. It's tough for me sometimes too. A couple, she'll ask me, "Hey, like, what are they saying?" I'm like, "I don't know. They're on to the next joke. Let's just do that." I'm sure it's good.
You're helpful. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not, you don't really have to know the whole plot. This isn't the Da Vinci Code.
Right.
Just kidding. That was pretty simple. Did you ever read that book?
I did. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what the best part about that book is? You can tell it's not a good book. And I'm going to go on record and say it's not a good book. You can tell because each chapter is 2 pages long.
Yeah. You're right. You do go through it. I still enjoy that sort of read once in a while, though. Like, it really is a page turner. And you're right, I did that. Like the movie, I did not like at all. The book was, I was kind of like, it was interesting. I got through it pretty quick because yeah, the chapters are very short and it's just cliffhanger after cliffhanger after cliffhanger, but still enjoyable as one of those kind of like, I don't know, guilty pleasure books. Yeah.
Yeah. But on the other hand, I don't like the ones that are like, you know, 200 pages per chapter. Cause like you want a nice even break point, and you're like, how long am I supposed to stay in the bathroom? Come on, let's go.
Yeah, yeah, I hear you.
Let's mix this up. But, so what is going on? What's going on in Vancouver?
It's back to school time. We got a couple more days. There's the August long weekend here, and then back to school. So kids are getting all
Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, but we did, I took the kids to the mall yesterday and they got some, like, you know, the backpack and got some new shoes and all of that stuff. So, yeah, it's kind of, I think they're a little bit sad to see summer being, you know, over and, well, not technically, but in terms of their freedom to do whatever they want most of the time and then needing to be on a strict school schedule starting, you know, next week. But it's exciting for parents, ready for that routine to begin again. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I hear you. We're a week behind you here. We go back a week later. We also start 4 weeks later, so it's a shorter break. But so your son's going to grade 8 this year?
7. So that would be the last year of elementary school. So he's going to be a king of the school year, right? Like they love the grade 7s. They rule the elementary school. So he'll be doing that. And then Sarah will be going into grade 9, which is second year of high school.
That was her in grade 9, baby. Yeah, that was her in grade 9.
Right.
Are you going to play that song the whole day?
No, I won't. No.
I'm gonna text it to her. Does she even know it?
No, I'm sure she doesn't know it. Yeah.
Okay. Will she look at the album cover and wonder why her dad's in the band?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Is that a lyric from the song?
No, but you don't not look like one of the guys. He's got the same haircut and the goatee, I think.
All right.
Okay, I'll find a picture. We'll do a side-by-side maybe if I get around to it.
Okay. All right. What about what about Germany? Is Germany still like on its 2 feet?
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, we're fine. We're fine. It's I just got back from a wedding. You mean we'll talk all things COVID politics next week or something. I don't care.
Yeah, but, I don't. I just mean you're like the whole country isn't flooded or, you know, everything's okay.
No. Oh, no. We finally had some sunshine today. We did not have a summer this year at all. Like, it was insane. Luckily, we got away for a couple of weeks. But, no, it's been absurd. Like, the two baseball games that I would have played in both got rained out already, like in August, which is absurd. And, the sun came out yesterday for the first time. It's been ridiculous. So, yeah, other than that, I mean, nothing bad, nothing flooding or anything like that, but just
Is baseball over?
Baseball just begun for me.
Okay, all right.
Like, I haven't played a game yet. Our team played one game while I was gone on vacation. They had a game, and they squeeze it in. Like, they played three innings, absolute downpour, two-hour delay, finish the game. That's how they managed to squeak it in. We won, like, 9-3 or something like that. So we're 1-0, which is great, but I haven't played a game yet.
Gotcha.
That's crazy. I'm at September already. But I went to a wedding in Munich last weekend, a few days ago. I was actually one of the groomsmen, so I went in. The plan was, the wedding was on a Friday, and so I left Wednesday morning, drove into Munich to have the bachelor party was on Wednesday. Because, like, normally, you know, bachelor parties, like, nowadays, normally you grab the groom, like, a week or two early and go up to Kelowna or Penticton or something like that. For us, we would go to, like, Ibiza or Greece or something like that for fun for the weekend. But, obviously, strange times. Mm-hmm. So the new plan was to do, like a beer garden crawl around Munich. So we're just going to hit a whole bunch of the beer gardens.
Okay.
But the wrinkle was the best man was flying in from Buffalo, New York for the wedding, and he was scheduled to arrive at about 1 p.m. on Wednesday. And so we didn't want to obviously have the bachelor party without him, so we're like, all right, well, I guess Wednesday night's the bachelor party. So he's going to fly in at 1, we're going to pick him up at the airport and start. Like, so he's got that whole flight he's going to make from Buffalo to Chicago, Chicago to Munich, get off the plane, and bachelor party.
Okay.
Epic. Good for him. Except he flies Buffalo to Chicago. Partway to Chicago, they have bad weather. He gets diverted to Indianapolis, and there's no flight to Munich there. So he's not coming.
Oh, no.
So that's the bummer. So at some point, he FaceTimed in, but that's not the same. And so that was a bit of a rip job, but the kicker is like the next day, the Thursday morning at 11 was the actual city hall wedding, because in Germany you have the city hall wedding. The church wedding doesn't really mean anything. It's not the legal part of it. You have to do the city hall wedding. So that was 11 a.m. Thursday. So we're out all of Wednesday. Having beers. And so I posted a couple of photos. So we dressed him up. He's Canadian. He's my buddy from Halifax. So here we are in front of the old, it's called the Altes Rathaus in the Marienplatz, very famous spot in Munich. And so here we are. We're all dressed as lumberjacks, and he is the sleeveless one.
Oh, yeah. I like the lumberjack theme. That had nothing to do with you, I'm sure.
It was my idea. Mine. And so he's wearing my old shirt and jeans that I cut off for him, which I looked pretty. It was as if the YMCA or not the YMCA, as if the village people had a lumberjack guy. That's what I was going for.
Yeah.
So I think you fit in with that.
Like the boots too, just like. Gum boots or something.
Yeah, well, that's what he had. But I showed up. I wasn't sure. So the other groomsman is the smiling guy in the back with the sunglasses, like, and the shorts.
Yeah.
And so he was wearing shorts. The best man actually he Skyped in from the airport in, I guess, Indianapolis or something. He put his lumberjack outfit on at the airport and FaceTimed in to be part of it.
Yeah.
Nice. And he was nice wearing work. Shorts too. So I, at that point, I was like, okay, well, I got to the apartment. I was like, all right. So I just took some scissors and cut off my corduroy so I would also have shorts. Solidarity, man.
Okay. Gotcha.
We did that. And then, yeah, you can see him FaceTiming in. He's in the airport, so he's got to wear a mask. That's the rule.
Yeah.
So that's in a place called the Viktualienmarkt, a really cool place in Munich. And then we moved on to the place called the Odeonsplatz, which is a very famous spot as well. And we ran into, it was like the third time, these brides were following us. I'm not joking. This is the third time we took photos with them. They kept coming after us.
These are all brides, because, you know, at my first glance, I was like, oh, there's sort of like a bachelorette party kind of thing going on, except for they're all in wedding dresses.
Well, that's what we thought. And so that's what, because I was probably hitting the bathroom at that point early on when we first met them. And I came out and all the guys are kind of standing off the side looking at that, at the five brides. And I was like, are we not getting a photo? And like, oh, I don't know. I'm like, yeah, we are. So we went and got a different photo, which I did not post. And that turns out they weren't brides. It was some photo shoot for a local store. But I say photo shoot because there was some girl / lady. I didn't get her ID. But she was doing all these photos of these girls, but only using her iPhone.
Okay.
Which didn't seem
super
like a
pro. Yeah.
Yeah. They get all dolled up in the bride's dresses and then that. So we got a bunch of pictures. This was the third time they approached us and we got some photos. We went for some, so we hit a bunch of places for some beers and just wanted to show you an example of what a beer is in Munich. And that is, they're 1 liter.
That's what a beer is. Hefty. That's a hefty beer.
Yeah. Yeah. Now that's the other groomsman, Will. And to be fair to Will, I was carrying four. He only carrying the two, but good for you, Will. So that's what those are. And then we got a nice artsy photo of us in a scratched up mirror in the U-Bahn. The U-Bahn is the subway. There you go. And then a shot at the very famous, my favorite place to eat. If you're next time you're in Munich, go to the Augustiner Brauhaus.
Okay, I'm writing that down. Okay.
Yeah, although they were out of my favorite. We got there late. They had dinner at like 11:30, and so they were out of the, I had to have the schnitzel. So
I was going
to
say schnitzel. I was going to say schnitzel.
No, that was the backup. I didn't want schnitzel.
Okay.
I want the Schweinhaxen, like the pig leg, pig knuckle something. It's phenomenal.
Okay.
Fantastic.
All right.
They were out. But you can see those were like those, that was the last stop of the night. And so those beers were like the last two beers of those liters are the ones I should not have had.
Right.
That was,
wish you had those back. Yeah. You wish you had those back.
I don't wish I had them back, but it wouldn't have hurt my feelings if I had them back.
Okay. All right.
Cause the next day I had to get up early and go do the what have you. So the next day we get up and then, best man scheduled to show up. He's don't worry. He's landing at 7:30 a.m. He'll be there. He'll be there for the 11 a.m. ceremony. But then that got delayed and he was not. So he landed at 12:45.
Wait. Yeah. You're going to pinch hit. As a baseball phenom that you are, you're pinch hitting as the best man. That's where the story's going.
No, that was actually the plan. But the problem is I really like, because that city hall ceremony doesn't really, it's called a Standesamt. It doesn't really, it's kind of a very small event. It doesn't really, you don't do the whole pomp and circumstance. You don't really have the groomsmen. So I was like, all right, well, I'm just there. I'm not going to go drive to Munich for the bachelor party, come back, and then come back Friday morning. And so I was like, I'll just stay. But you know what? While I'm here, I'll just take photos of the ceremony. You know, why not? I'm here.
Yeah.
So I bring my camera for that. Well, then I get the old, you better bring your ID because you're pinch hitting.
Wow.
I was like, okay, that's no problem. I can do both, I guess. Like, I'll take pictures, and then when it comes time for me to sign some stuff. But ultimately, when that time came, I didn't want to. I was like, it didn't matter to me. But the mayor who was marrying them said, don't worry about it. The groomsman, he'll come later. He can sign it later. Don't worry about it. It's not the end of the world, which is very un-German. That's a very un-German way to go about it, to bend the rules a little bit, but they did so. So I didn't have to pinch hit.
Okay.
Whew. I got loose. I got the donut on the bat and I got in the on deck circle and kind of, you know, but ultimately didn't need to hit.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was a good time. So he ended up showing up after we went to a beer garden for the post ceremony. A bunch of people showed up and, so that was, it was all a good time. And, the bunch of the, like, so he used to be with our baseball team. He went and he got hired to coach, the Munich team. And so a bunch of the Munich players came. So what I thought Thursday was going to be kind of an off day turned into be a massive party, which was back to back days. And then, so that was a little bit exhausting, but a good time nonetheless. And then the next day was the wedding. And so he wanted to do bow ties, like actual real bow ties.
Okay.
You ever worn one?
I don't believe I've ever worn one. I mean, maybe, and I don't remember, but I'm going to say no for the purpose.
I think you would know if it was an actual bow tie, like not a clip on, like a real deal bow tie. Yeah, I don't think so.
I think I may have worn a clip on once, but even that might be a stretch. I'm not sure I've ever worn one.
I wore a clip-on, at your brother-in-law's wedding. I was in his wedding. That was a clip-on.
Okay.
So I've worn a clip-on a couple of times, at least two, probably at grad too, I don't know. But this was the deal. He wanted the real deal, but he gave them to us. It was part of our wedding day present. So I had about 3 minutes to learn how to tie one, and they're not easy.
Okay, do you have a YouTube video going while you were practicing?
We did. One of the bridesmaids was in there holding up the phone while we all tried to tie it. But we, tick-tock, man, we ran out of time. So the groom himself, who had been practicing for weeks, tied all of our ties for us.
Nice.
Just like Pretty Woman. It was pretty great. Yeah. So there's that. So there I am trying to tie it, but to no avail.
Yeah, just really selling the facial expression for the
photo. that was YouTubing or Instagramming that one for sure. That was my son took that. My son wore a clip-on bow tie. He looked like $1 million.
Okay.
There's a shot from the wedding. There now I'm in cool tie mode at this point. This is later on. I'm in like, hey, what would Pitbull do? And like have the tie untied. I got news for you. I am wearing a bow tie like all the time now. I'm going to learn how to tie it now that I have it in my possession. I'm going to learn how to tie it properly, and I'm wearing a bow tie to every event. It's awesome.
Do you know what? I don't know that this is a thing, but it's going to be sort of like, you know, the competitions for the Rubik's Cube where they, you know, you go to a big auditorium and they have the stopwatches and stuff. I feel like there's a spot for the bow tie tying competition. Yeah. Get your time down.
The only difference being, I think chicks will probably date the bow tie guy.
Yeah. Yeah, they will.
Rubik's Cube guy.
No. Although there's a documentary about the Rubik's Cube kids, like the Speed Cube kids and the best kids in the world and stuff. So maybe there's a full-fledged documentary about you and your tying skills.
Yeah, not about me. I'm not there yet. Like I got some work ahead of me. I tell you the once a tie is undone and hanging loose, that's like I said, like you look like Pitbull. Like it's awesome.
Right.
You've like $1 million. That's the move.
Okay.
Right. It was weird. So at the wedding itself, so photographically, they had a wedding photographer that was not me. Again, I'm in the wedding party, and even so, even if I wasn't, they wanted to hire somebody else. They didn't want me to have to work the whole night because my family was there. He invited my kids to the wedding. This shot is obviously my wife and my daughter and I. My son is sleeping because this is like midnight or something like that. And my wife is the coolest. I'll go ahead and say it. Like she brought two sleeping bags for the kids to the reception because she's like, yeah, well, we're not going home. We're not leaving the party. So when the kids get tired, we'll just build them a bed in the corner with their sleeping bags, and that's that. And so my son, who ended up getting pretty sick, which was kind of terrible, we didn't realize he had a massive fever. That's why he slept. So maybe we're not parents of the year, but he was sleeping in the corner.
Was it the bad potato salad, or what happened?
He actually had schnitzel that night.
That's what had happened.
No, it had happened before. It happened. It started earlier. But in all fairness, too, just to mention, everybody did. We tested every, like, the kids tested, like, they did a full on test before they went to the wedding and tested after. So I, even though my wife and I are both vaccinated, we tested before the wedding. We tested when we got home just to make sure that, you know, we weren't, you know, just be responsible. So it wasn't COVID related. He just had a bug or something like that.
Okay.
I know no one's calling the police, but, so anyway, so at the wedding, like, what really felt weird to me, it was weird to be at a wedding having fun without having to do anything. Like, I could just go have fun, and I kept feeling like, shouldn't I be taking pictures? Isn't that what that's what I normally do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that was weird. And the other thing was, I did make them a photo montage, like the video to play at the wedding, right?
Okay.
Of all, like, their whole life, like the standard one that I've done for a long time, except I haven't done one in a long time. It's been quite some time since I did one of these, probably like 8 years or something like that. And so things have changed in that time. Like, technology has changed. Like, back when I first started doing it, like the first one I did was like 20 years ago, right? It was like people were confused at how I got their photographs onto the TV. Like that was...
Right.
Now it's like, well, yeah, my phone can literally do what you just did. So who cares?
Right.
So I was like, I was sweating it, like, oh man, are they even going to like this? Like, I have no idea what they're going to like. And they did. Everybody loved it. So, you know, I did my usual, you know, job, but they liked it. But one thing my wife noticed, and I once she pointed it out, a lot of selfies in this year. Like, I
haven't. Oh, yeah.
Back in the day, not so many selfies. None.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But now the whole, like, the section of the two of them together was a
selfie
lot of,
revolution. The revolution.
Yeah, and they weren't terrible. It wasn't like a, like, they're all like, hey, they were probably traveling somewhere and just got a selfie, right? Like, it wasn't like they were, you know, was all the kind of self-indulgent ones. It was like, well, we're here in Ireland, let's get a selfie, or Scotland, right, or wherever it was, right?
Right, yeah.
And then the last part about that, I did the old move where I had the whole video done, ready to go beforehand. But then I created a second version where I had my wife snap a photo of them walking down the aisle on the way out of the church. And threw that in, like, that became the last photo to play
at the reception. Hot move.
That was that went over quite well. So I brought my laptop with me and just plugged that in, and then took me, like, my laptop like 3 hours, 4 hours to actually do all the work to spit that file out. But just put it on in the background, let it go, and then when it came time to play, there was a lot of, hey, that was today.
Yeah, so
that went over well.
Cool.
So there you go. That was it. And then the next day, hung out. We stayed an extra night because. I don't know what it's like in Vancouver, but hotels are extremely cheap right now.
I don't know. I think if you can find a hotel in Vancouver, it's probably very expensive.
Is that right?
I'm postulating. I don't know, but I think it's pretty expensive just because the entirety of BC, for a while, there was very few places to go because of the wildfires and smoke. And therefore, mm-hmm. the places that didn't have smoke, people wanted to travel, I think, in the summer within BC. And therefore, places like Vancouver or Whistler that didn't have smoke became the destination for everybody who had made other vacations. So supply and demand, prices, as far as what I know and I've heard, just skyrocketed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because ahead of time, so we ended up getting, my kids have never really stayed in a hotel. When they were very young, we stayed, like, you know, one night in a hotel on our way to Vancouver, stayed in Frankfurt, but they were very little, barely just kind of slept and left. So they were excited. They were so thrilled to stay in a hotel. And I thought, okay, we're going to book it. We'll book a couple nights. We'll stay an extra night and, you know, hang around Munich, which was nice, but the weather was terrible. And so I thought, you know what? let's upgrade to the suite. We'll get the junior suite, like the big room with the big cool room, which we did. It was very nice, right in Munich, right by the Olympic Park, which means nothing to you, I'm sure. I think it ended up, the suite ended up being like $85 a night or something like that.
Oh, wow.
Which is, yeah, like I was expecting 200 plus, 250 maybe, which I probably wouldn't have dropped $500 on a suite if that was the case. We would have jammed in a small room. At that, like $85. And then the first night, the Wednesday night when I got there for the stag, I was starting to do the math, and my buddy Alex was like, yeah, you can just stay at our place. But his wife-to-be was staying there. Her sister lives there in this tiny little apartment. The best man was supposed to stay there, and then they were getting married the next morning. So it was like five of us in this tiny little one-bathroom apartment, and then everybody getting to get ready the next day. And I was like, that's not gonna happen, right?
Right.
So I look into hotels. There's a brand new hotel, right, like a business hotel right by them. And the room is like, it's like one night, $39. Like, I'll do that. I think, what would Clooney do? I think that would, he'd probably buy the hotel, what he would do. But yeah. But I did, like, what would pre-fame Clooney do? So I thought $39, can't go wrong with that.
Okay, good so, call, I think. Yeah.
But now the last thing is, like, my kids love the hotel. And I remember, like, I told them about you and your kids and how sometimes you guys used to go to hotel right in your own town just because your kids loved hotels.
Sure, yeah. We did that many times.
Yeah. I mean, my kids were baffled. Like, why would you do that? I said, well, because when you go somewhere, like you go to Munich, for example, well, we want to go and walk around Munich. You don't want to stay in the hotel, but you're paying for the hotel.
Right.
So my kids, their favorite thing was to lay, because like they can't believe that there was a TV by the bed. Like that was amazing.
Yeah, sure.
And they laid in bed in the mornings and watched. They love the Paralympics. Just love it.
Okay.
And so before every event, my son would announce who he's rooting for. So if there's a German, obviously Germany, a Canadian, Canada. But there's no, I'll go for Italy, but Dad, I'm going for Italy. Just a fan. He might be a junior Ted Lasso. He's that positive.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, let's get on to the photo challenge, shall we?
Okay, sure.
All right. This is the August monthly challenge. And we got quite a few submissions. I got to find them on my computer here. Here we go. So first up, so the challenge was deep focus, I hope, because that's what I did.
Mm-hmm. Deep focus.
Okay. Deep focus. So we have two kind of different ones out of the gate. One is a non-entry, but I wanted to acknowledge it because David 120 Williams, who submits every month, he was probably the Cal Ripken of this, I think.
Okay.
So he basically posted that he won't be doing it this month as deep focus is a very difficult theme considering everybody in Sydney, Australia is locked in their house.
Yeah, you could still do it. I'm not going to sit by. I'm not going
to
sit by.
He even said it was nothing to do with the S-canning. I'll go ahead and censor that for the people at home that okay. Adam Two Hosers gave him. And now you're just doubling down.
No, I even sent him an Instagram message because I saw this comment. I I'll be honest, I have not really been on Instagram at all, even though I said I would go on the last month. I think only in the last few days have I gone on Instagram. So yeah. I went on Instagram and I saw this because I guess when you say someone's name, I'm still trying to figure out how Instagram works, but it shows up in their feed, right? So yeah. I saw this and I said, you know, all in good fun kind of thing to David, and glad you're still going to participate. So, you know, I reached out and I smoothed things over. On the other hand, totally disagree. You could do deep focus in your living room or in your wherever. So not going to accept that excuse, David. Just saying that now.
Okay, on the flip side, I've heard that life in Sydney is odd right now, though.
Yeah, okay. So
pretty crazy.
You can do some deep focusing, David. Come on.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I'm giving David a pass because I don't know if you've been paying attention to how insane it is in Sydney.
No, of course not. Are you kidding?
It's insane. They've gone nuts.
Okay.
In Sydney. So we'll see. We'll see you next month, David. Okay.
I hope, David, we see you next month. And Al is fully supporting you. And you know that I'm just kind of being devil's advocate for the sake of the show here. I really support you, David.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously. All right. The next one up is also an unconventional one. This is a first time submission at Anod Child. And so I read through this. I'm not even 100% sure she was submitting if she's a listener, but it does say, "Hey, hosers," and I didn't want to ignore it. And so I read through the post, and sounds like they are not having the greatest time. I am not an expert in mental health by any means. But like a lot of people, I've had my ups and downs. And so while I'm not qualified to talk about it, I would offer some advice. Thank you for posting, by the way. And I'm not sure if we're supposed to comment on the photo or the comments or the text. But what I did want to say, Adam, and to everybody, and especially to this person, is... what did I want
well
to say?
Said. Well said.
No, it's not well said. It's not well said. I understand this. I understand.
Didn't you write funny? Something you, down? Come on. Didn't you practice this? We're
yeah,
on air.
Yeah, but you took. You took. I swear to you, because they said something about watching some show or something like that. I swear to you, Adam, and we didn't talk about it ahead of time. My advice was going to be to watch Ted Lasso, and I'm not even joking you.
Okay.
Because it is the most upbeat show, and I'm like, yeah, how can you not be upbeat when you watch that show? Like, it's the thing. And so I guess what I would say to this person is, I have been miserable in my life. I have been happy.
I can attest to that. No, he's miserable. Yeah.
No. Like, I Adam's not like you saying in joking fashion. I like you've been around me during like I've known you during like what I would call like my quote unquote darkest times or when I was the most miserable, and I've been miserable and I've been happy, and I can tell you I choose happy every time. I would choose happy. Like, it is, guess what? I like it better.
Okay. All right.
And it's not always a conscious choice. Definitely continue seeing doctors and all that stuff. However, there are small things that you can do, and my recommendation, and they sound silly. They sound like I promise you, I'll give you two very specific examples of what you can do to at least point yourself in the right direction. And this goes for everybody if you're feeling down.
I can't wait. I can't wait for this. All right, go for it.
Okay. Listen to classical music.
Okay.
It is phenomenal. I enjoy it. My kids love Beethoven. I swear to God, they learn about him in school, obviously, here in Germany. You know, my son knows all about him. They love Beethoven. They like to listen to Beethoven while they do their when they were doing homeschooling, they would listen to Beethoven. Love it.
Okay. Classical music. Got it.
Very calming. Well, there's so much noise, like right now, literally from me, but so much noise coming from all directions that to feel anxious is very, very normal. Like, unfortunately, it's not good, but it's common. Put it that way. Classical music is everything. And the other one, Adam, and tell me if you do this, because I actually do this. I've done this for a long time. Made a massive difference in my life.
Okay, cool.
The second my feet hit the floor in the morning when I get out of bed.
Okay.
I turn around and make my bed.
I make my bed, but I can't say that it's the very first thing that I do when I get out of bed. I'm still kind of groggy. Okay. Usually go to the bathroom. Yep. Yeah, that's my first move.
I go the other way. I pee on the floor and make my bed.
But I do appreciate a made bed, so yeah.
It doesn't matter. The made bed is not the issue. So, to Anod Child, I'm talking to you directly. For the next 30 days, I would like you, for you, the first thing you do in the morning, get out of bed, turn around, make your bed. Do it. I promise you, it's a difference maker.
Okay, all right. You just solved everybody's everything.
Nope. Solved nothing. I solved nothing. But like I said, an atypical submission that I did not wish to just ignore.
Okay. All right.
All right. On to the photos. D. Bradshaw, 75, from Perth, Australia. My entry for the Two Hosers Challenge, D. Well, he's in Australia. He got out of the house.
Yeah, David.
Okay. Although Perth, I think there's 8 people live in Perth, though.
All right.
Yeah. The State War Memorial at Kings Park. State War Memorial. Hopefully it's for, is it for Gallipoli? I don't know. I don't know much about the Australian Wars. I know about the Anzacs. You know the Anzacs?
No.
Okay. We'll talk off the air, Adam. So, War Memorial, what are your thoughts photographically? Giddy up.
Yeah, I like it. Lots of depth in the photo. It's a bit odd. This photo to me seems like it should be more symmetrical than it is.
Yeah.
Like, it's the kind of photo that I feel like I need perfect symmetry in, and maybe I'm wrong, but it just seems, my brain hurts trying to figure out why it's not more centered in terms of looking at the memorial and the background. And yeah, there's so much symmetry in it, yet it's completely asymmetrical that, yeah, I'm having a hard time with it.
Yeah, I would have gone symmetrical as well. Although maybe on the right hand side there might not be the palm trees that are on the left. Or are those palm? Is that a palm tree?
Yeah, it looks like it. Looks like some palm trees. Yeah.
Yeah, coconut tree. Is that the same thing? I don't even know.
I don't know.
Yeah. So there's that. But maybe that would ruin the symmetry. But I still would have probably centered this. But maybe that's the typical way to do it. And maybe D dot is going the other way. So it could be an Instagram thing. But the key thing is also I think I may have gotten down lower if possible and sort of framed the cenotaph right above the flame.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm right.
Taste. It's season to taste issue, yeah. I think. Yeah.
Okay. Perhaps we'll get the road show, the Two Hosers road show, and we'll hit Perth.
Okay.
And do better. You can just do better and then find out, no, you can't do better. You nailed it. All right. DMAC, 14, 609, Jenny. 59th consecutive monthly. So he's paddled every month for 59 months.
Wow.
That's 5 years or almost. Almost.
That's pretty impressive. Yeah.
Yeah. We had a beautiful evening. So in Ontario, no less. So like you're paddling in January on Lake Ontario?
Yeah, that's kind of odd.
Well, that's that's extra impressive.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tragically hip song, if I've ever heard one. So yeah, thoughts on this one?
I like it. I like the clouds and the boat. The only issue I have with this is maybe because I've seen 8 million of these photos. And again, it's a nice perspective. It's from the paddle. You're seeing kind of like, I don't know, like the vacation photo where you're on a beautiful beach and you shoot your feet. Like this is the paddling version of that. So the nice sky, nice water, nice depth, all good things, except for, to me, I've just seen it too many times. So that's my only issue here. Not that again, it isn't a good photo. It is. My judgment is clouded based on repetition.
Yeah, I hear you. But I you know, he's gone and included a foreground, which otherwise you would never have that. It would just be sort of dead emptiness. He's got the sunset positioned nicely, so we have those wonderful colors on the water. The color of the boat, which looks to me like orange.
Mm-hmm. That's what I would say. Yeah.
And that plays wonderfully against that sort of muted pastels of those colors. Like you can really ramp up those colors in the background, but he chose to keep them nice colors, but not over the top. And also, I'm a sucker for water. I love lakes. I love the ocean. And I'll just name all kinds of different creeks. I like creeks.
Waterfalls.
Brooks, waterfalls. I like waterfalls. A brook is nice. Anyway, point being, I like this more than Adam does.
Okay. All right. No, I like it. I do like it. Yeah.
All right. Conservatory of the Mind, a minimalist deep focus. Now I'm wondering where this is, because this strikes of the, I can't think of the name of that German photographer who sold the photo of the Rhine for $47 million that looks pretty much the same as this, actually.
Yeah. So this, again, it is very simple. It is very basic. I'm not sure the time of day of this photo. So again, we're looking at water, rocks, sky, tiny little bit of green that divides the water from the sky. And again, it's perfectly fine, but I guess maybe it's the time of day and the rocks blend too much with the water, and I don't know. It's fine.
Yeah, I wish I'd seen her feet in it though.
Yeah, or the front of a boat. Yeah.
No.
Or
no,
a seaplane. A seaplane would be great.
You need a seaplane. I have this shot with a seaplane in it, actually, in Richmond. But no, I think the inclusion of the rocks in the front is a very is the key. Otherwise, I mean, and also I like having where the horizon line is up in the top third. That's not your typical spot. Normally, you keep it down in the bottom third or in the dead center, like I do, and don't care. But I like the fact that there's a lot of water. Again, sucker for water, though.
Sure.
So yeah, you're right, though. It is fine. All right, next up, Stephen Berkich. Meh.
No, this one's pretty good.
Yes, it's great. Like, yeah. Not only is it great, it's definitely more effort than anything I've ever done.
Yeah. Yeah, that's part of it is I'm mesmerized by people that take the time to do this. So this is a star trail photo. They're, you know, they got a mountain in it with a reflection, and it's just great shot. So I would have, even if I saw the opportunity to do this, I still wouldn't have actually done it. So I'm impressed. Yeah.
And it's Mount Rainier, which in Washington,
not that far from me.
Yeah, no, of course. And I have a Rainier's hat that the men's league team I played for back in Canada, like my buddies all went on to play for the Richmond Rainiers, and I have a hat, Richmond. I think they named it after the Rainier beer. Do you remember that ad that it might have been a West Coast thing, and you were in Montreal? There's a Rainier beer ad of somebody riding their motorcycle, probably near Rainier Mountain, Mount Rainier. And all it is like them, the sound of the engine, you know, and it's just Rainier beer. That's the whole ad.
Never seen it, but I really enjoyed that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's even better. I undersold it because I got self-conscious partway through. And no, I'm gonna send you the YouTube link. Crack.
Yeah, maybe your voice.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But no, but it goes, I think it's a 30-second ad of that. So I shortened it up for you. But
I'm gonna YouTube that later.
I will send you the YouTube. Yeah, really great job. Great colors, everything pops. Like, what can I say about this photo that you can't see for yourself? Check it out. Next up, JC Russo, Shenandoah Valley. The clouds had a small break and left a band of sunshine on the mountain in the background. Oh, yeah, I see it.
Mm-hmm. That looks cool.
And there you go. Deep.
There's focus. A water theme this month. Yeah, this is another very much water occupying, what, three quarters of the frame. And I really do like this one. I really do like the movement of the water in the foreground. And again, it really, to me, feels like that deep focus part. Even though the foreground is more blurred and out of focus, just the way it goes to a distant focal point, it just makes me think, yeah, this is deep focus. Nailed it, JC Russo.
Indeed. All right, next up, Bob Bernal Jr. This is watching the planes at LAX. Let's go to France.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like this one as well.
I also like France, by the way, it should be noted. So he's not wrong about going to France. And I've flown Air France, and they're pretty good. I like Air France. What do you like about this photo?
I like airports and how they look. I like the foreground, middle ground, background, and just the way you've got all kinds of depth. Clearly, like the airplane is prominent in the photo, and just the way, like, because this looks like at first glance just a super simple photo, but I spend a lot of time looking at this photo and all the different ingredients going on here. But I love kind of the muted background and sort of the focus and the attention that gets pulled to the foreground, even though it's obviously shot on a pretty small aperture because there's a lot in focus here. So yeah, just really like it. I like airports too. I just like airports. Yeah. And to me, airports are kind of like cityscapes. I can spend a lot of time looking at the little details.
You also live near one of the nicest airports I've ever been in, though.
Sure, sure. So maybe that's part of what I like.
Boundary Bay Airport is phenomenal.
Boundary Bay, wow.
No.
Okay.
You don't. There's a Boundary Bay Airport.
I know, but you're kidding. YVR.
Yes. And no, I was talking about YVR, but
yeah.
But fun fact, Boundary Bay Airport was featured in the Robert Redford, Brad Pitt movie, Spy Game.
Okay. Good to know. Yeah.
Check it out. It stood in for Beirut. For real. And I like this because those arches at LAX are iconic. You've seen them in a bunch of movies. And so it was really cool looking, like great way to frame in the background. Although it turns out LAX is one of the worst airports I've ever been to. You did not fly with me on my stag to Vegas where we cut through LAX.
Did not.
We were, so the day of my stag, this is how long ago it was, 2009, January. The day we flew down to Vegas, you came the next day.
I went direct.
You went direct. It was a smart move. Well, I did not pay. I was on my stag. I was just picked up and told, get in the car. And so somebody else bought my ticket. They all flew direct and made me connect by myself. But no, it was like five or six. Yeah, it was like five or six of us flying through. We get to LAX. And then we're just as we're boarding our flight from LAX to Vegas, the flight attendant says to us, "Oh, did you hear the news?" "No." "Oh, a flight went down in the Hudson, the Sully Sullenberg flight."
"Yeah."
"Oh, a flight went down in the Hudson." "Yeah, it crashed." "Oh, yeah, everyone got out alive. Normally they all die." "Okay, well, have a good flight." Like, we're literally taxiing. I was like, okay, well, that's not what I need to hear now. So, thank you. And that was my LAX flight.
Nice. Your plane made it, though.
Yeah, we made it just fine. On the way back, there may have been a nosebleed in one of the bathrooms there. But that's,
yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That was an incident. so, that's my LAX story. All right, good photo. Next up, Roger Dahlman. Lee Sylvania, that sounds like a made-up name, state park. A fence and some strong side light. So this one's confusing me a little bit.
Yeah, visually. I thought it was something glass, and then when he said fence, then I could see the wood grains, but being in black and white, I like the symmetry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a cool-looking photo. I feel like this could be, like, again, a little coffee shop or bathroom photo, because it's interesting and it's symmetrical and yeah.
Yeah, it's like one of those ones, like if you relax your eyes, you see a sailboat in 3D.
Yeah, that would be cool.
That's what I think is like back in the 90s. Was that the 90s? When did that happen?
Yeah, they were everywhere. Yeah, I'm going to say 90s.
Yeah, that was a weird thing to happen. Yeah, I like this one just fine. And the end. You said it, Adam. You nailed it.
Yeah.
Okay, next up is a weird one. This is not really a submission. This, we were tagged in somebody else's submission because we're said, hey, this is a Rick Moranis collection. How's this for deep focus? Hashtag two hosers. You understand what I'm getting at?
No.
No. Okay. I kept it because with the with Bob's, I never made the joke. I was gonna make a reference to Goodfellas because the Air France heist, right?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? There's the Air France heist, and then in Rick Moranis, there he is in My Blue Heaven, which I don't know if you knew this. The whole reason I kept this photo in this is to let you know that. Have you ever seen that movie, My Blue Heaven?
No.
Have you heard of it?
I'm looking at the video cassette box, and none of this rings any familiarity to me. So I'm gonna say no.
Yeah, so Steve Martin plays a mob boss who gets in witness protection and moves in the next door to Rick Moranis, and hilarity ensues.
Okay, that was the tagline on it, right?
I guess so. However, what little known fact, the character Steve Martin is playing is the same guy in real life as Ray Liotta played in Goodfellas.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's a comedic take on the exact same story.
Interesting.
Next up.
But not good, because I would have heard of it otherwise.
I know people who love the movie. I've never seen it.
Okay.
I want to check it out, but we'll see. Next up, Merumal 97. This is the Upper Baraka Gardens in Valletta, Malta. Never been to Malta. Went to school, the elementary school, with a girl from Malta, which confused me because I was like, I don't know where Malta is. Moving on.
Okay. I like this in that it is the symmetry that my brain expects from this photo.
Yeah. I agree. Same deal. Could be I would like to see a falcon in it. That's what sure. I would like to see.
Sure.
But other than that, yeah, well done. All I guess what I would say is the best part is the leading lines that direct us right to the monument at the end.
Yes.
The saluting battery in the gardens. Yeah. Okay. So great job on the leading lines, especially. Next up, fan favorite, never disappoints, Kenneth Skalovic. I'm going to go with Skalovic this month.
Sure. Yeah, no, this is...
the view...
Go ahead. Yeah.
The view from Mount Ulriken, late Friday evening. This photo shows the southern part of Bergen, including... Well, you say that. How do you pronounce that?
No, I have no
idea. Come on!
Puddiff Jordan.
Yeah, Puddiff Jordan. That's what it is. Probably Puddiff Jordan.
Jordan
with its two bridges. So, yeah, I think I bought this postcard when I was in Bergen.
Yeah, that's what I think it looks like. It looks like definitely a postcard that is worthy of a newsstand in the 1998 vintage.
And you look at it and go, wow, Expo 86 was there.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's
Vancouver.
It is a good photo, but it's almost too good, right? Like the colors and the lights on the whole city. This guy does great photos though, and a lot of times you get these amazing views. So I don't know if he lives on the top of a mountain or something, but he seems to have some crazy views from a lot of his photos. So
I look at this and wonder, why aren't we listening to your show?
Yeah, he climbs a lot of mountains.
yeah. Or maybe cable car. I don't know if that's the issue, but you know where to go to take great photos and when to be there, evidently.
Yeah, so this is good shot, Kenneth.
Yeah, excellent. All right, next up is Mike Roskopf. This image of the Wattenmeer is Friedrichskoogspitze in Friedrichskoogspitze is my contribution to Deep Focus. I'm looking forward to hear Alan Average explain Wattwanderung for the international listeners. Now, I've never done Wattwanderung, and I had to actually Google it. I figured I knew what it was, and I was correct. It's like when you go for a hike when the tide is out.
Okay.
Except, so what we have a version of this in Vancouver, or like you go to say White Rock. Speaking of Boundary Bay, this happens out in White Rock, where. At low tide, you can walk quite a ways out. I have a photo, which I will actually post, of my daughter at Spanish Banks when the tide goes out. You can go quite a ways out into Spanish Banks. Now, up here in the North Sea, you can go much, much, much further. I think you can walk to some of the islands, in fact, which is dangerous because if you don't get back in time, guess where you are?
In a bad place.
Or on the island. It could be a good place, but you're not getting back is the point.
Right. You're stuck.
You have to time it correctly. And because I think you can go pretty far out, which is kind of funny because the day before I saw this, I was talking to my wife because she said to me, we're looking at a map for some reason, probably your house, which is creepy. But she said, oh, look, I didn't know there was an actual shady island. And I said, well, yeah, you did. And we started talking about the breakwater, the breakwater at Shady Island.
Yeah.
Well, at low tide, you can walk onto the island, and at high tide, you cannot get back. And a number of people get partway back as the tide comes in, and that's bad news. So we're talking about that, and then Mike posts this great shot about the Wattwanderung. So if you look on Instagram, on the shot, you can see way off in the distance, those are some people hiking way out there.
Mm-hmm. I see it now. I didn't see it initially, but now I do.
Yeah. Well, he went on to post a comment saying that, hey, Instagram, not the best for this. And I agree. So if you would like to post a larger one that we could all look at, please send a link. I'd love to see it. And, but this looks very, very cool. I don't know that I want to do this though. Do you?
No, I don't.
Unless you're going clamming.
Sure.
You ever do that?
I did it when I was a kid, but I have no interest. Yeah.
Okay. Great colors, great deep focus. We have a nice foreground of the mud prints.
Yeah, that's the part I like the best, is the mud prints in the foreground.
Okay. Well done. Good job. Next up is Scott Broey. Deep focus. Not what I expected for a deep focus. There's a lot going on. There's a slice of life going on here.
Sure. Yeah. There's like a skate park, and there's like, I don't know, there's like a lady picking up garbage. Is that what's going on there?
Evidently.
Yeah. You got a couple of other females interacting in some way in the foreground. Just again, a lot going on. I'm not sure. You're right. Slice of life.
One dog's looking left, one dog's looking right. What do you want? What do you want?
Yeah. So I don't know. This is a snapshot, but I'm just not sure about the deep focus tie-in here. Scott's going to have to explain online. I'm not sure, Scott.
I'm going to go ahead and say this is not what Scott set out to do, but he wanted to submit nonetheless. And not that this is, like I said, I like the fact that this is a slice of life, like an offbeat photo that I wasn't expecting. But he wanted to be part of it. So,
okay, wait. This is a serious question. Can you butt dial a photo submission into Instagram?
I'm going to ask the girl who literally has her phone in her back pocket.
Is this a butt dial, Scott? Did you butt dial Instagram and tag two hosers? Like, is that a thing?
I'd be impressed if you could do that.
Anyways, no, it's okay. Check it out. Maybe I'm being too hard on Scott.
Next up, Frank Pang.
I'm never being too hard on Frank Pang.
No. Is this the one on, what is it, Five Road? Where's the
No, temple, there's one. There's one on Steveston Highway, like just by the Richmond Country Club. That's the one I'm thinking of, actually. Yeah. So I think this must be there, and because Frank, I believe, you know, kind of lives in my neck of the woods, kind of Steveston Richmond area, and so I'm guessing that this is taken there. But just a little tiny section, like a teaser of the temple.
Yeah, just hinting at it, like it's like, because all those lines and the little jagged things, it's like the mouth of that monster in Return of the Jedi, the sand.
Sure.
Thing.
Yeah.
That's what I think he's going for. Or it's the Lando Calrissian's helmet from the exact same movie.
Oh, good call. Yeah, you're right. It could be.
I think
Frank just always impresses me. That's all I can say. I'm like, Frank, you know, you're seeing things that I don't see. And so your brilliance is really revealed here. That's what I say.
Indeed. All right, last one. We have Bremstone Photography. It's Lansing High School. Today was the start of high school sports coverage for ESPN Ithaca. It was a matchup of the two local soccer titans. Well, they're not in Europe, so how good can they be? Let's be honest. Honestly, how good is soccer in North America?
I'm not fair for me to comment because I don't watch it. So
I know you're a big Bobby Leonarduzzi fan. I know it.
Yes.
But he's not coming on the show, no matter what you say. Carl Valentine will be on next week, so look for that. But pretty sure this athlete had to have some deep focus. I see, because it's not a deep focus photograph.
Right.
But he's saying that this person
he's very focused. Yeah, look at it. His eyes are on the ball. He's doing kind of that bicycle kick move. He's focused, man. You can. This counts, I think.
It counts. It definitely counts. And it's a cool shot. And it's good for him for the soccer part of it, which I live in Europe and I'm bored by soccer mostly. Not during World Cup, of course, or the European Cup, but and my son, it's fine, he can play. The one that what's stealing my focus, I gotta tell you, the chin straps are freaking me out. I don't get it.
Yeah,
what's going on?
I had that same thought. Yeah, are you in or are you out?
Yeah, you can't halfway it. Yeah. You know, like I would disagree with wearing a mask for playing soccer, obviously. But if you chose to do so, it's all right. What are you gonna do? But that's weirded me out. The chin strap, that can't be a rule in New York where you have to wear it around your chin.
Yeah, I don't think it is. Yeah.
Okay, you get back to me. You talk to, well, Cuomo's got nothing to do. You can talk to him now. He's coming on the show next week.
Okay.
to pretend to apologize for himself, for some stuff. So we'll talk to him and see what he has to say. All right, well, thanks to everyone for submitting. We're looking at Adam and I's now, except I lost mine. So, you know, you got to vamp for a second while I go and find them.
Okay.
Got him.
Which one are you going with here? There's two.
It's one, and one that says Alan Better, but no, so, I'm going for the original. The original.
Okay, so like the handstand cartwheel.
The cartwheel. It's sort of a round off. It's not a round off she's doing.
In the sunset.
Round off in the sunset.
Yeah.
So
this is you're asking the silhouette guy to comment on your wannabe silhouette photo.
I wonder if it's wannabe. It's actually a silhouette. But
yeah. It is. No, it's good. I like it. You've cranked up the sunset, I see. Looks like it anyways.
No. This is
the highlights are crushed.
Huh?
You've crushed the highlights on the sun.
Not really.
Come on.
That's a cloud. It's cloud cover.
I'm not joking.
Okay.
You're a liar. Okay. I want to see the actual Rod,
I may have brought them back. I don't know that I crushed them though.
Well, just the way the sun looks, because the sun's in behind her and it's completely shrunk the rays around it, and so the suns don't look like this in the real world. But no, it's not to take away. Like, I know you like to go au naturel. The photo's good. No doubt. I like the photo.
Hold on. Well, I have some something to rip on the photo. I'm actually looking for the original photo right now.
Okay, let's see
what I did for the. No, highlights are not crushed. They are brought down a little bit. Like minus 40. Like, so out of 100, it's not even halfway.
Okay, still that's significant.
No, it's the highlights are brought back down.
Don't pretend.
Would you like me to do a screen grab of the Lightroom settings? Because I can do it. No, you're looking at a significant cloud cover, which is kind of what makes that shot glow like that.
Okay.
So the backstory, this is in Italy. This is down, again, we'll talk about way more about that in a future show, but went to a place in Tuscany, camping on the beach, and my daughter started doing these round offs she likes to do. And so I made sure I positioned myself so that she would do them in front of the sun, the setting sun that I would later crush. I crush it, export it, then crush it again. That's what I would do. A double crush. Yeah. Called double crush. But got the little sailboat in the background with the pier to the right. But what else do you notice, Adam? What else is grabbing your attention here?
I don't know.
Maybe some dust on the sensor?
Oh yeah, there's that. Yeah.
Oh my God, I had no clue. So this is the 30D while it was still working, which it might still be working. We're not sure. But this is the 40D, sorry, with the 30mm lens down at the beach, and love that camera because like I said, you can take it anywhere. But I don't often shoot at an F-16. I just don't do it. And so I guess I was really punishing this camera and got an unbelievable. I've never had this much dust on my sensor.
Okay.
And so it wasn't until later on when I got back and looked. So I didn't see it on the down at the beach. It was back when I looked at the images. It was like, wow, that is some dust.
Isn't there a filter? So, there something in Photoshop you could just remove that?
You can, shift Apple dust. You do that. And well, here's the thing. So with the second image, I said it's better because it's I have a shot of my kids running into the sea, the Mediterranean Sea, on a different night. It's a different night. I think it's the same. This might be the 5D Classic, which again, I'll talk all about. But there was also dust on this one. But I went in and cleaned it up. Like, I just clicked on the egregious. There's just still a couple of minor ones that you can sort of see. but not really. But I clicked on the greatest, biggest offenders, and you can see the difference in how big a difference it makes to have a clean sensor when you're going to shoot at F-16.
Okay, got it.
So I like the shot of my two kids better, but I wanted to point out that dust part. All right, next up, grizzly bear.
Yep. Grizzly bear, Grouse Mountain. There's a couple grizzly bears yep. up there, and I shot on a little sort of overlooking bridge so I could get a shot of the grizzly bear just about to take a drink. But I liked it because he's sort of staring into the water, and I've got this 70-200 on my camera with, I want to say, an F11 because bear's moving around, so I didn't want a blurry shot. So I also didn't know what I was exactly going to use as the background, but I didn't want kind of, you know, people in the background standing around, sort of the zoo type looking shot. So right. I shot
at which people this. Are like they're a ways in the background, like behind a yeah, fence.
Yeah, behind a fence. There's kind of an offense, like it's a, you know, big kind of, I don't know what you call it, conservation area, but there it is mm-hmm. fenced, and so there are people. If I shoot at a lower angle, include more of Grouse Mountain in the background, you know, you're gonna see the gondola kind of lines, and you're going to see, yeah, some a fence and people and stuff. So I just wanted the water and the bear. So I shot at this angle and F11, I think 1/1000th of a second. So it's hard to go much higher than F11 and not have to crank the ISO, especially because it's a moving target. This I probably right. could have gone like F13 or something. But anyways, it's everything is sharp and in focus. And yeah, grizzly bears are cool. This thing's 800 pounds.
Look at those claws.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I would not want to see one of these in the wild, honestly.
No, no.
I've seen this with you. I think I have a photo of you, of this bear with you in the background, if I remember correctly.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm looking for it right now, which is why I'm so boring on this episode. But I'm sure I'll dig it out. I'll find out the time that you and I we took the family up to the lumberjack show, etc. And we went and saw the. I love seeing this bear. Like, isn't there two of them? I think.
Yep. There's two of them. One of them was just lying in the grass. I was like, nope. The one looking into the water at its reflection is more interesting.
Yeah, no, it's a really cool thing to go see. Okay, I'm looking at it now. I have a shot of you. I do have a shot of you in the background taking a photo of this bear, but bear's not in the shot. Sorry,
nice,
man.
Nice.
Yeah, we'll post something. I got something here. And then you and I up there wearing our brand new two hoser shirts as that long ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was like 7 years ago, but definitely we're seeing. I remember up there there was a bird show, and I took a shot of a bird in the bird show, and you just turned to me and said, why'd you shoot that? And I did not have an answer. I was like, yeah, you're not wrong. You're 100%. I just deleted it. I was like, you know what, you got me. I do not need that. So yeah, excellent. All right, once again, thanks to all our listeners for submitting. Next month we're doing the September monthly challenge. This is strictly, I'm going to lob this right into David's Tiger Williams's, wheelhouse.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready for this one?
Yes.
Close to home.
Okay.
Okay. You're locked up. There's no excuse this month. We're doing it strictly for you. Something close to home.
Close to home. Got it, David.
That's it. Yeah. Throw that up on Instagram, hashtag it two hosers monthly challenge, hashtag hey hosers. Even better, do both of those and tag us at two hosers, and we will check that out for next month. But next week's challenge, Adam, again, this is going to be, I'm lobbing one right in your wheelhouse.
Okay.
You may have already done it.
I hope so.
Back to school.
I haven't done it yet.
You're going to though. You're going to do a shot of your kids.
You're going to have to do something. Okay, back to school.
You were anyways.
I would probably do it, yeah.
I'm guessing it's going to be a white backdrop.
It's going to be a white background because my whole house is white, yeah.
Lives in the White House.
Yeah, the White House, that's right.
Not to be confused. So there we go. That's it. That's it for this. Oh, websites, Adam, still don't have one. Good for you.
Yeah,
like Adam Two Hosers.
Yeah, are we going to split this episode into like four episodes? I think we can.
The listeners will, actually. Yeah.
You'll be listening for the next month to this episode.
Yeah, hurry up and start listening so you can have time for next week's, because this went on for a little bit. Well, it was bad. I didn't even tell all the bachelor party stories.
I think you were just excited to be back. I think that's what it was. You just couldn't, help the fact that, you know, two hosers and back to talk to me. And yeah, you're excited.
Yeah, it could be. It could be that. It could be that I'm still hungover from the weekend 5 days later. Yeah.
You forgot. You forgot that you were talking.
You think I'm joking, but anyways. All right, that's enough. Until, what are we going to say? The website's AdamAllenAtridge.com, the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that is it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.